Commissioner's Court for Monday, October 27th, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
Before we get started, this is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioner's Court of an open meeting, 27th day of October at 9 o'clock a.m. in the courthouse in Mount Vernon. Start with the invocation. Scotty, lead us in the good word.
Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. Once again, just with thankful hearts, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness you show to us. And we thank you, Lord, for our county, all of our neighbors and families and friends, Lord. We just thank you for where we get to live and do life with other people. God, we pray for our nation, for our friends and allies all across this world. We pray for Israel, blessing and protection for them and all the conflict that goes on over there. And I pray for our state, for our leadership here, and also for this court. We're thankful. I'm thankful for these men I get to serve with, and I pray that you just give us wisdom and everything, and the decisions we have to make, we can conduct the county business. God, direct our conversations, our choice and decision. We ask you all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Pledge of Allegiance. United U.S. flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. Public comments, anybody? If not, we'll go to agenda item number one. Consider to take action to approve the minutes of October 13, 2025.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Paris?
The amounts made for approval is $375,411.51.
Okay, any questions over any of that? Got a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve road use agreement for Precinct 2 with Incendium.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
What do you say? Okay.
That's on County Road 4140 down there. I guess they're going to start drilling down there.
Okay. Any questions over that? Got a motion to approve.
I move to approve the road use agreement with Incendium.
Second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four. Consider and take action to approve the interlocal agreement with the City of Mount Vernon for the Mount Vernon Fire Department. We had a workshop last Wednesday, with the fire chief here, and I'll let him speak here in just a second if he wants to. But Landon here, he had gone over that deal, and we've got it, I think, fixed where everybody's in agreement and satisfaction.
Sir.
Anybody else? All right, I think everything looked good on that. So, do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Finally, after months of working on it, we got it done. Number six, consider take action to approve the all pay customer. I'm sorry. Customer, consider and take action to approve TAC, health, and employment benefits pool, billing and payment policies acknowledgement for the write-off of past due balance. I'm going to get it out of my mouth here in a second. Ooh. Paris, you want to talk about that?
Well, it was what we owed over the years. We never did find out exactly what was correct and what wasn't correct.
Well, we found out most of it, but they would not adjust it accordingly. Some of it was clerical error from 15 years ago.
And a long time ago. So now they're going to write it off.
$20,000 write-off, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I move we approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Now, number six. Consider and take action to approve all paid customer application and banking worksheet to allow the Justice of the Peace Office to accept direct deposit. Would you like to speak to that?
All this is a credit card system we use, and right now they pay by check. They've started doing direct deposit, so instead of waiting 4 or 5 days for a check, now it'll be the next day. That's pretty much all it is. No fee, no cost extra.
Are you just changing company? Is that what you're doing?
Well, we've been using this all along and never really canceled it out, but we've been having a lot of issues with that data, so that's why we're going to start leaning on this all pay.
I got you.
Anybody got any questions? Motion?
So moved.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Number seven, consider and take action to approve purchasing 2022 XCMG Packer for Precinct 3. He's Packer, correct?
Yeah. Okay. We got a couple roads we're going to be redoing in the next couple of years and needed a vibratory Packer. Found one. We found this one was $20 cheaper. It was 470 yards on.
What was the cost on it?
56.5.
Okay. Anybody got any questions over that? Do I have a motion to approve?
I'm going to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number eight, criminal justice information services security and privacy training certificate completion for Clint Bain, which is so noted and recorded. Number nine, record the vote center advisory committee bylaws. That is from the elections administrator, and that is done. Number 10, record the minutes of the October 17, 2025 Vote Center Advisory Committee meeting. And that's also done. Also, the last thing, last meeting we had, we were supposed to vote on the, we weren't supposed to just record it for
the joint resolution.
The joint resolution. We did look it up and we do have to vote on it. We just put record last time, so we'll bring it back to the next meeting. I think it's for March 3rd, so we got plenty of time to do that. Yeah, we looked it up this morning and we've got it. Actually got a place for all of us to sign and vote on it. Tina, how are you?
Good.
Did I scare you?
Thank you.
You walked in. And I saw animals in the animal shelter. Would you like to say anything about the animal shelter? We're a discussion item, so.
Oh, okay. First of all, I would like to invite all of you to our grand opening next Wednesday, the 5th. And I have invitations for each of you. So I'll just pass. And this is a public grand opening. Like everybody to be there. Wednesday, November 5th.
What time?
From 12 until 2. From 12 until 2. We're going to have light refreshments, that kind of thing. Small tours.
Okay.
But we wish you would all come out and help us with the grand opening, the ribbon cutting, and so forth. Today, we have 31 dogs and 14 cats as our residents. We have from March 1st, well, about March 1st, that's when we go. They actually didn't move to the new shelter until March 10th. But from that time till now, we have adopted 217 animals, so we're very proud of that. And you'll get a full report again after the first.
You're one less cat than what you should, because it's at my house.
Well, if someone,
I think you got the other two that was with it that I didn't know was with it at the time.
No.
One of them at my house.
That's fine. Thank you. You need it. Yes, please do. But if you are missing a yellow tabby cat, one was found this morning, and it belongs to someone, because it's too good.
All right. Anything else? What is that? 27, correct?
Yes,
sir. That's right. I'm going to make sure everything's signed before.
Judge, can I ask?
Yes.
Question. The next time we meet, we'll probably be on the 10th.
Oh, the guy with the board.
Is that right?
I believe it is. I'm checking my calendar.
Yes, I think so.
On the 10th. Mm-hmm. The 11th, I believe, is Veterans Day. Does the court plan to issue a proclamation or something in honor of our veterans?
We can.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
Sure. Yeah, we can get that done. And we usually have something from our U.S. senators, vice senators, and stuff that we could. We can do a resolution. But
my wife might be the first one.
She indeed. Yeah. And I appreciate it for doing that. So, yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Rick, anything at the sheriff's office? We are included. Only thing I've got is Tuesday at the school at 6 o'clock. We're having a, I've invited out a lady that I met, actually met her in Washington, D.C. when I was doing my stuff last year. She's out of Denton, but she's a victim of trafficking. And then I've also got DPS coming in, some of their specialists in training for parents on what to look for on their kids' phones or what they need to do to help to tell.
Is that tomorrow?
You know,
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I see. Well, you know, kids come to you and ask you for the key to your car and we question them, yet we hand them a phone and give them the key to the world and we don't ever look at it. And not only do we give them the key to the world, but we give the world the key to them in their bedrooms. And it's a huge problem. And it's just going to be a lot of information given out to parents and students if they want to come. It's going to be an auditorium. If you come, park on the north side of the school. But I think it's going to be a really good program for parents and kids both to come and learn. We had it's not only four kids, I guess you'd say. We had a case that we just got resolution on in federal court where a 20-year-old ringleader, his house was broken into here by a 19-year-old. They've ended up stealing well over $200 million, but they made contact with all the victims over gaming consoles and was able to get into their computers and their phones and track them by their own phones, knowing when they were home, when they were gone, and broke into their houses, stole their Bitcoins, information, and I don't know what the dollar amount is. I know it's well over $200 million that they've done in Texas, California, all over the country. And that's a 20-year-old ringleader who's running that deal. So it's not only for kids. There's
a... They're the only ones.
Folks can get into your personal information pretty easy and you're going to open up that contact through a computer system. Anyway, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Where is it at the school? Is it in the auditorium?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
High school?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get in there now?
Park on the north side. That's what I asked yesterday because I didn't know where you'd park. So you park on the elementary side.
Is that like between the school and the stadium?
No.
No, coming off Rutherford Street.
It's the middle school.
The tennis court.
It's like you go to the baseball field.
The old baseball field.
That's the north side of the school. Next to the tennis court.
What's that fall one of y'all?
Yeah.
Well, and they have an entrance now. You have to go through. Mm-hmm. You have to go into an office because you can't go right into the mall.
It's still a walkway, but they got doors. Go through the double doors and walk down the hallway to the. It's very going to be very secure now. I will say that.
And it looks really good. That's how it is. I don't know what the others could look like, but.
You know, I was reading something about them. The very issue you were talking about, Sheriff. I don't know if any of you bought new computer equipment lately, but there has been a marked difference with the introduction of this artificial intelligence aspect to your computers. Even your phones, if you have an iPhone 17, is getting that. And you may notice it when all of a sudden things are filled in that you never asked them to fill in. What it is, we are seeing the first steps of artificial intelligence making people available to these scammers much, much easier than what they used to be. And you just need to be careful. If you're on the internet, just plan that you're going to be exposed in some form or fashion. Don't think if, it's just when it's going to happen. And they're getting slicker and slicker and better because the artificial intelligence is helping these guys. So, you know, 10 years ago, we'd say, oh, you got to be real careful. You got to have, you know, virus software on the phone. That ain't good enough anymore. You need to be extremely careful. People need to open their eyes as to what's happening electronically now because it's kind of scary. But you'll notice it if you type something on your phone, And all of a sudden, in the block of here, the information appears.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know. And you know that's happening without you knowing that it's actually happening. So,
yeah,
you got to be careful. More careful than what you were in the past.
Read the book, Culpability.
Culpability?
Culpability.
Yeah. Mary?
It's eye-opening.
Can that be recorded and put online somewhere for people that don't get to the school so they can still get the information?
I don't have the ability. I plan on doing some more of these. This is one of the things that, while I'm president, that was a big, you know, it was a huge issue. And I went, when I got out of that, I went on deals and problems I was going to do for myself is to start a program like this, try to train more people. So I'm hoping to do, this will just be the first of more.
That audio video.
But unless the school's got, I don't have the ability, unless the school has it.
And I've seen in our Facebook, the school's been posting about it, so there may be a link if you're
ready. Yeah, if I would go there, the school has a link, or my Facebook page, the sheriff's department, y'all would share that, because something else, but, only about 10% of people that your friends see what you actually post. So. Mm-hmm. Thanks, people sharing, get the word out there. Anyway, thank you.
Landon, we approved the fire deal pretty quick. Nobody said anything. We was happy with it. Do you
good? Agree.
You want to add anything to it?
No, it's good.
Okay.
And if it's not, yeah,
we're good. We got it out like we talked about. So. All right. Anybody else before we adjourn? Got a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion second to adjourn. I'm going to say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank y'all for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.